Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Benton Central High School, Darryl Snodgrass Field, home of the Benton Central Bison. We're mentioning the Bison. They have a board right outside the press box here. They've got 24 sectional titles here at Benton Central. They've won the Hoosier Conference 12 times. Benton Central High School hosting today's ball game. Central Catholic Knights taking infield. Benton Central Bison has already taken infield. The beautiful day, sunshine, and they said it got up to 77 degrees today. We look out here. We're lucky we're in the press box. A couple of guys up here. We're going to talk with one other gentleman up here. We'll talk to him here in about the third, fourth inning. It'll be a good interview. We'll mention right here at Benton Central, down the left field line and the right field line, 330 feet. Left center field in the alley is 345. 345 in the right center alley, and straight away, I should say pretty close to straight away, it's 350. They got a nice mesh fence in center field, a green backdrop. Pretty good hitting way to go right there for the batter to see the pitches a lot better. A lot of folks don't have that actual deal. So we'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's Lafayette Central Catholic. The Knights, their school was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 294. They're class 1A, sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, in Riverton Park. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Kim Bourdonnais. Two athletic assistant ADs, Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The trainer is Sarah Igo. We'll remind you, Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at lcc_athletics. The Knights wear the colors navy blue and white. They're wearing the dark blue jerseys in this ball game with the light gray pants. They'll go with the dark blue hats. We'll also mention the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, five teams in each division. There's an East and a West. And we'll mention in the East division is Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Central Catholic Knights are currently 3 wins, 3 losses. On the season, there are 2-0 in the Hoosier Conference West Division. The head coach is Kim Bourdonnais. Kim Bourdonnais, a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School, working in year number 26 as the head coach for LCC. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic. They're going to play this Saturday the 15th. They're going to host a tournament, Catholic right there, the Catholic Classic. And Central Catholic is supposed to play Frankfurt at 11 a.m. and University High School at 4 p.m. I think the jury is still out for when the rain is going to hit. Heard today from the meteorologist that there's going to be some open spots. There's going to be some windows of no rain on Saturday. Now we'll learn a little bit about Benton Central, the Benton Central Bison. Their school was founded in 1968. They have a school enrollment of 508. They're class 3A, sectional 20. There are 7 in their sectional. 5 of the 7 in their sectional are Hoosier Conference members. In their sectional, Benton Central, McConaughey used to be in the right there with Hamilton Heights, the MIC. They're currently in Three Rivers Conference. Northwestern, Northwestern also in the MIC. Northwestern elected to go to Hoosier Conference. Peru also in their sectional. Peru now in the Three Rivers Conference, followed up by Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at Benton Central High School is Corey Robb. The athletic director, I talked to him briefly before the game. What a nice gentleman. He explained to me what the play was last night at the plate. And he got it right there from the IHSAA. I guess they explained it to him. But you can't really explain something if you didn't see it live. So we'll mention the AD is Jared Hall. The athletic secretary is Terry Smith. Benton Central High School is located at 4241 East 300 South, Oxford, Indiana, 47971. You can dial them up at 765-884-1600. On the web, you can find them at benton.k12.in.us. On Twitter, at BC_BisonAD. Benton Central wear the colors forest green and yellow. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference, another West Division team. Benton Central Bison on the season, this young season, they're currently 4-1. They're 2-1 in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Their head coach is Jarrett Hamill. Jarrett Hamill working in year number 3 at Benton Central. He's the high school weight training teacher. I imagine so. He does a fine job. We'll also mention he played baseball at St. Joseph College. That college did shut down, and he traveled. He went to Valparaiso. And at Valparaiso, he's a left-handed pitcher. And we'll mention Benton Central, the next game on their agenda. They're going to play this Friday night. They'll get a night off, and then they deserve a night off. They've been playing back-to-back-to-back. A lot of games in a few amount of days. We'll mention Benton Central at 4-1. We'll play at Rossville. They'll do battle with the Hornets. That'd be a 5 p.m. start. Rossville currently 2-4. So that's a little bit about each school. Central Catholic finishing up their infield. Umpires are already here, and they're ready to go. They're going to wear the dark blue. That's customary for high school. And the Knights and Benton Central are going to go at it. Game 2 last night. Last night, Benton Central got 5 in the top of the 7th inning. Final score, 8-6. A lot of folks chewing on their fingernails, I'm quite sure. But last night in Central Catholic got the win. It's going to be a brand new game today. New pitchers. Pitchers pretty much equal the situation. And we'll find out which pitcher is going to prevail. So Coach Hamill ready to go. Coach Bordenang getting ready to go. They're getting ready to have an umpire meeting there at home plate. Looks like we've got a couple of veterans umpires here tonight. Ought to be good. And you want to be an umpire, it's a good way to go. You can go through, you can learn, you can read the book. It's an open book test. Open book test to be an umpire. IHSAA, you can have a year to take that open book test. You can go maybe 5 questions per day, something like that, 5 a week. And you can look in the book and you can find the answers. All you got to do is get a 70% out of 100. And that's all you need to equal to be an umpire in the IHSAA. I say that much because umpiring, there's quite a few holes in umpiring in the state of Indiana. I've been told of baseball, football, and basketball. Baseball is the umpires they need the most out of those three sports. So we'll hope that you're listening to the sound of my voice that you'll become an umpire if you'd like to. So they're exchanging lineups right there. My wife is listening. Background noise and music. And pretty good music played right here. I don't know if he's picking this music. Are you picking the music? They got that on a cassette or a CD playing right through the computer. Playing some good music. You like country, do you? country music for the leadoff batter from last night's game. We'll talk to him about the third or fourth inning, maybe the third. Got some questions here for him. He don't know I have them written there. He's going to look at them now. He's not going to look at them before he hears them. So you look around here, the last time I was here, I think might have been 3-4 years ago, there were not this many turbines. You cannot even begin to count these turbines. On my way here, I saw them going. It looked like a Mercedes-Benz logo is the way I look at them. So they're playing right now, playing some good music. The final countdown from Europe, getting ready to play this ball game. And they're talking about the parameters here, where the ball can get through, where it may get through. Let's shut that door down the way. And Coach Hamill and Coach Bordenay talking it over right now. I will mention, the wind is blowing considerably. It's blowing straight out, pretty much straight out to center field. Maybe a little bit to left field. Somebody gets that baseball up in the jet stream, it'll float right out of here. So, pretty good ballpark. Got to mention, nice green grass, the baselines from home to first, home to third base. Their grass, and they'll work from there. The pitcher's mound looks good, about a 12-14-inch rise on the pitcher's mound. Down there in Tennessee, we saw a diamond that had a pitcher's mound about 20 inches above the surface. As soon as we got there, that's the first thing you notice. But they had a good ballpark. Good ballpark. Let's shake hands right there, Coach Hamill, Coach Bordenay, and the umpires. And Coach Hamill going to construct his voice to stand at attention. Central Catholic Knights will do just the same, getting ready for the national anthem here on the surface. This game's scheduled for 5 o'clock. Coach Hamill told me last night it'd be close to 5, and it's 10 after 5. That's pretty close. So we're going to start this game here momentarily. Owen Munn getting ready to bat. He'll be the first batter in the ballgame. He'll be the official leadoff batter. There is only one leadoff batter in a baseball game. That's the visiting batter. So we're going to walk out in front of the dugout. I think our scorekeeper, our disc jockey, getting ready to play the anthem. Since he gets the cue. And then both teams getting ready for baseball on a Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Customarily, those are the days that the conference games will be played. One home, one away. Last night was home with Central Catholic. Tonight it's home with Benton Central. So both teams talking it over right now. Baseball on a Wednesday. Benton Central Bison. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. So they're going to take the field right there, Benton Central. They're going to stand in unison, and we'll stand also. National anthem, customarily played at every sporting event in school system. We'll set this down. I'm going to go to the hospital. That's our national anthem. National anthem, about a minute and a half. Everybody in the whole ballpark on the same page for at least a minute and a half during the ball game. We're missing that flag blowing straight out to center field. Ben Central getting ready to warm up. They're wearing the all-white uniform, laced in yellow and forest green around the bicep area. Getting some warm-up tosses right there doing the pitching for Ben Central. Going to be Tyler Clemmie. Tyler Clemmie wears number 4. He'll bat third in the lineup. Tyler Clemmie, number 4. We'll mention thus far this season, he's got 4 innings under his belt. He's got 1 appearance. He's got an ERA of 0.00. He's got 1 win. He has not lost a game. He's allowed 1 hit. He's allowed 1 run. He's walked 2. He has struck out 7. He's faced 18 batters. He's thrown 84 pitches thus far. This is his 2nd appearance on the season. Who's getting warmed up right there? Going to work from the stretch. Getting ready for baseball. Central Catholic Knights going to send to the plate. First batter, number 12, Owen Munn. He'll play 2nd base. 2nd batter, 24, Evan Keenhart. He'll play shortstop. 3rd batter, number 18, T.J. Bell. He'll play 1st base. 4th batter, number 7, Ryan Schumer. He'll catch in today's ballgame. 5th batter, number 27, Ben Mazur. He'll be the DH. He will bat in place of center fielder Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. Batting 6th for the Knights, number 33, Bryn Robbins. He'll do the pitching for the Knights. Batting 7th, number 3, Jackson King. He'll play left field in today's ballgame. Batting 8th, number 34, Keaton Brooks. He'll play right field. And batting 9th, number 9, Hudson Dutwine. He'll play 3rd base. Around the infield, we'll mention, the pitcher is Tyler Clemmie, number 4. Doing the catching, once again, Brylan Hedden, number 13. First base, Braylon Holmes, wears 18. Number 5 at second base, Boston Pritchett. We'll pick this up in a minute. Then Ray step in, Owen Munn, 5:16 p.m. Good verse in the book of Matthew. First pitch in the ballgame, swing and a miss. No balls, 1 strike. At shortstop, it's Corbin Cooley. Number 3 at third base, Adrian Torres. Where's number 16? Working from the stretch, Tyler Clemmie. Second pitch, a bit high, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. In left field, number 11, Trayvon Shope. In center field, number 2, Ryan Foster. In right field, number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Kavalowski will give way to designated hitter Dylan Ford. Pitch comes in, strike. Count goes 1-2. Owen Munn, the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 3. Pretty good wind right there. Gotta admit, that wind is right straight in the face of the pitcher. Curveball ought to break an extra 6 inches in this ballgame with the wind. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Owen Munn will set down on strikes. 1 out here in the top of the 1st inning. Next batter going to step in, number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart, shortstop, as mentioned. A year ago, he led the Knights in batting average. 33 games, he batted .467. Working from the stretch, as I said, first pitch to Deanhart. Just above the zone, ball 1. Now the right-handed batter, Evan Deanhart, a little bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. There's the pitch from Clemmie, just inside, just missed the plate. Working that curveball. He'll lick the fingers off the rubber, he'll step back on. Working from the stretch. Here comes the 2-0. Low and away, ball 3. See if Evan Deanhart has a green light. I know Ben Mazur had a green light last night. That's pretty rare for the Knights. Pitch comes in, strike call. Evan Deanhart was headed to first base. He thought it was a bit tall. It was not. Count goes 3-1. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Clemmie. That ball is a bit tall. He'll jog down to first base, a five-pitch walk to Deanhart. Next batter going to step in for the ninth, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to play first base. Last night he was the D.H. He'll step in right-handed batter. One aboard, Deanhart, one out here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch, breaking pitch, good block right here by Brylan Hedden. Brylan Hedden going to catch today's ball game also. Pretty good quality catcher, Brylan Hedden. Down goes 1-0, working from the stretch, Tyler Clemens. Pickoff move, first base, back in, head first. Safe is Deanhart. So the two umpire system here, last night they worked it well. Home plate umpire covered second base when the A position umpire went out to the field to look at a trouble ball. Pickoff move once again, back safely. Applying the tag, Braylon Holmes. One ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell, working from the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high. Working on that curveball. That curveball's gonna adjust, gonna act a little bit different in this win today. Gotta find the release point. Here comes Clemmy's pitch. Right down meridian, strike call. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Looking at signals, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Gets the hand clap signal from Coach Bordenay. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Some short hop the glove. Going to get him on the chest protector. Going to go back to the screen. Jogging over to first for second base is Deanhart. I will mention, this backstop is oval. It's oval. It's got a radius to it. It's pretty uncommon. And I got to admit, you got to be a good catcher. You're going to chase the ball pretty far back to the backstop. About the furthest backstop I've ever seen is at Peru High School. That is a straight back funnel. So stepping back in. 3-1 count, T.J. Bell. High for ball four. He'll jog to first base. Knights have runners aboard first and second base. One out. Top of the first inning. Stepping into bat. Going to be the four-hitter, number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to do the catching in today's ballgame. Ryan Schumer, Jackson Kane, pretty much taking turns at that catcher position. Jackson Kane in left field today. Working from the stretch, now Rosetto checks second base. First pitch to Schumer, high for a ball. Working on that landing area right there, Tyler Clemmie, trying to find that release point. I imagine Bren Robbins is going to have to do just the same with this headwind right in his face, probably 20 miles an hour. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Inside edge, strike call. One ball, one strike. Nice day for baseball. Minus the wind, it'd be perfect. Working from the stretch, here's the set. 1-1 pitch. You know, drive one to left field. You go the other way with it. Making the catch in left field is Traven Schoaf. There's two outs. So Knights have runners at first and second. They're staying put. Fly ball to left field. Caught by Schoaf off the bat of Schumer. Stepping into bat, the five hitter. He's going to do the DHing. It'll be the player DH to start the game, number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur swings a pretty good fluent bat. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Clemmie. Albacet checks second base. First pitch to Schumer. He'll take a drive to the left center field. More to the left field. Let me caught. Two in a row there in the left field. Traven Schoaf. And Ben Central gets out of the inning. They leave two runners aboard. The Knights will. And the Knights will play defensively here in the bottom of the first inning. So working right there on the diamond, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson & Son Target Sports, located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. We'll mention safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports, Sheridan, Indiana. So, working on the diamond right there. Get some warm-up tosses. Bren Robbins will go around the infield with the Knights. Bren Robbins, he'll do the pitching. Where's number 33, right-handed hurler. We'll mention at the catcher's position, Ryan Schumer, number 7. At first base, number 18, T.J. Bell. Second base, Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Jehart wears number 24, third base, Hudson Gutwine, played a good third base, wearing number 9. In left field today, it's number 3, Jackson Kane, center field, number 14, Tyler Fox, and in right field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. We'll talk a little bit about number 33, Bren Robbins. He enters this ball game with 2 2/3 innings under his belt. He's got one start in one appearance. He's faced 17 batters. He's thrown 69 pitches. He's allowed 4 hits. He's allowed 4 runs. All 4 runs were earned. He's walked 5, and he's looking for his first strikeout on the season. So they'll throw one down at second base. Ryan Schumer is going to go off into center field. Be picked up out there by Tyler Fox. First batter in the lineup for Benton Central. Tonight, it's going to be number 2, Ryan Foster. I'm guessing Friday night it might be another gentleman by where he was number 15. But we'll see. That's up to Coach Hamill. And then they're going to adjourn right there at the pitcher's mound. Going to step in, right-handed batter. Number 2, Ryan Foster, plays the center field position. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Right-handed batter, Foster, first pitch from Bren Robbins. Ground ball in the infield. It'll be a base hit between third base and shortstop. It'll get on the ground and move into left field, picked up there by Jackson Kane. First pitch aboard. For Ryan Foster is at first base. Next batter going to step in, the two-hitter, number 5, Boston Prichett. Boston Prichett plays second base, another right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Bren Robbins, now the set. So this is the triple set, here's the pitch. Going to put a bunt down, it'll be foul territory. It'll be a foul ball as it comes to a complete stop. So trying to put the bunt in play right there, trying to move the runner, looked like he was trying to bunt for a hit, maybe also. That would be a double plus. So, no balls, one strike. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Boston Prichett. Here comes the pitch. Try line drive, right side. Be picked up by the right fielder, Keaton Brooks. Sliding into third base safely is Ryan Foster. So runners on the corners, nobody out. Couple of base hits off the bat of the two batters here in the first inning, Ryan Foster and Boston Prichett. Stepping into bat, left-handed batter. He's a right-handed pitcher. That's Tyler Clemmy. Where's number 4, the three-hitter? Alba set. Here's the pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch, stays outside, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. 4 pitches thus far in the game. Runners on the corners. Working from a stretch, Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Just outside, a ball. working that outside edge. Home plate umpire might look at 22 inches a ball each side of the plate, 17-inch plate. Outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Reflecting signals from the dugout. Catcher Ryan Schumer, here comes a 3-0 pitch. Strike right down Meridian, taking it all the way. Here's Clemmy. Three balls, one strike. Steps back in, working from the stretch. Now the set, the 3-1 pitch. He'll foul one left side out of play. That'll get the parking lot. Count goes 3-2. Stepping back in, Tyler Clemmy. That wind is picking up. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Ball four, outside and tall. Here's all down to first base. Nobody out. All bases are occupied. First three in the lineup. Foster at third base, Pritchett at second, and Clemmy at first base. Stepping into bat, the four-hitter. That's probably the only time in the ballgame he'll be the four-hitter. Stepping in, Adrian Torres, working from the windup, Brad Robbins. Breaking pitch finishes outside. Good block right there by Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to jog out. Going to have a couple of words with Brad Robbins. Working there on the diamond, we'll mention number 33, Bren Robbins, a junior class member. Number 7, Ryan Schumer, the catcher, a senior class member. Ryan Schumer already picking up. He's going to be in Michigan a year from now playing college baseball. Here comes a wind. It's going to be a drive to left field. It's going to be over the head, and it's going to be out of here. It's going to be a four-run RBI grand slam off the bat of number 16, Adrian Torres, who took it out to the left field over the head of Jackson King. So he'll jog in. They'll all touch the bases. And four runs in here in the bottom of the first inning. So bases are clear, timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdain going to walk out. He's going to talk with his junior class pitcher, Mr. Brent Robbins. He's going to talk right there at the pitcher's mound. I have a group effort right there. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing. Black, white, and in color. Business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in and meet the staff. That's Discount Copies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5. And you can call them by telephone, 317-773-8783. Discount Copies. Located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, behind Pizza Hut, along Highway 32. Next pitch, short hops the glove, been stopped by Schumer. In the batter's box, the five-hitter, number 18, Phelan Holmes, first baseman. Here comes the second pitch to Holmes. He's going to foul one back out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, Phelan Holmes, going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch, the 1-1. Strike called, outside edge. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Pitch comes in, he'll punch at it. They go base hit. Get into the grass, right side. Second baseman, Owen Munn, could not make a play on. Drops it in for a base hit to right field, punches it. Just protecting the dish. So runner aboard first base, Phelan Holmes. Next batter going to step in. Where's number 13, Brylan Hedden, the catcher. right-handed batter working from the stretch, Brynn Robbins. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Just above. Count goes 1-0. Pierman looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. He'll check first base. Second pitch to Hedden. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Last night, Hedden was having difficulty with that breaking pitch. He watches one right there. Count goes 1-1. Healthy cut, good swing and a miss right on time. The catcher, Brylan Hedden. He'll step back in with a 1-2 count. One runner at first base, it's Baylen Holmes. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch inside and tight. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Hedden steps back in. Turning, looking at signals. Now the stretch is set. Here's the 2-2. Low and away, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Going to step back in. Brylan Hedden, number 13. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Robbins. Foul ball, going to stay around home plate. Taking off for second base right there was Baylen Holmes. He'll jog back to first base. And Brylan Hedden going to face another 3-2 pitch. To step back in. Nobody out. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the 3-2. Breaking pitch outside and tall. So Hedden jogs down to first base. We'll see if he uses a courtesy runner. Looks like Coach Hamill going to let him run. Nobody out. Catcher can run. Maybe they'll sub for him later in this inning. Half inning, I should say. Stepping into bat, the seven hitter, number 10, Dylan Ford. He's a DH. They are going to run for Hedden. Jogging out. They get some elbow bumps right there. Going out to run is Liam Reed. Liam Reed wears number 19. He'll be the courtesy runner for Brylan Hedden in this ball game. So stepping into bat, the seven hitter, number 10, Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford, the DH in today's ball game, the player DH. First pitch comes in low for a ball. Dylan Ford, he's going to bat. He's going to use the bat in place of Caleb Cavalosky. Cavalosky wears number 8. He's in right field. Not to say Cavalosky can't enter as the hitter. Pickoff move, second base. Off the glove of Dean Hart. Might have hit the player. Safe at second base is Baylen Holmes. So stepping back in, number 10, Dylan Ford. 1-0 count. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Squares the bunt, pulls the bat back. It's a ball. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter Dylan Ford for Benton Central. Out of the set, checks second base. Timing pattern. Here comes the pitch. Dylan Ford called timeout in the block, in the box. It was granted by the home plate umpire. As a set position, it's a difficult task to be the umpire and grant time. This comes in high for ball three. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay is going to walk out. Going to speak with his infield. Going to talk it over right there with Brynn Robbins. Brynn Robbins is going to get a tap on the backside by Ryan Schumer. Robin's going to jog in the dugout. See if Brynn Robbins is going to stay in the game with his bat. We're going to go to Keaton Brooks, number 34. Left-handed pitcher. Going to take some warm-up pitches. So working right there on the diamond, Keaton Brooks, Ryan Schumer. Keaton Brooks, we'll mention, on this young season, he's gone, he went 6 innings in one game as his only one appearance. Keaton Brooks on the mound right here. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FTC Sales. FrankburgTruck.com. That's Frankburg Truck and Car Sales. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick those up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. They're open Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturday, they're open 9 to 4. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, located 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. So jogging out, go over some signs right here. Ryan Schumer, Keaton Brooks in the C position umpire, going to brief Keaton Brooks on the situation on the base pads. Got a guy at first and second base. Nobody out. A 3-0 kill. Bren Robbins still in possession of this batter. Belongs to Robbins. Here comes the left-handed pitch. Strike called outside edge. Painting that outside edge pretty good. Keaton Brooks peering in looking at singles. Check second base. Now the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. A foul one. Right side. Going to give it a look. It's going to float out of play. CJ Bell chased it to the fence. Count goes full at 3-2. Two pitches, two strikes from Keaton Brooks. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 3-2. Going to take a foul ball. It's going to be pop playable. Ryan Schumer going to get a look at it. It's going to land foul fair and then bounce foul before it touches anyone. So that win, very wicked here on the diamond today. It's about like playing at Chicago. Chicago Cubs. Say what, those Tampa Bay Rays start out the season 11-0. Let's see what they can do with the rest of the season. Stepping back in, 3-2 count. Check second base, out of stretch. Keaton Brooks now in the set position. Here comes a 3-2 again. Foul back to the screen. Number 10, Dylan Ford, fighting off the bad pitches, looking for the good. Down goes 3-2, third time to Ford is the pitch from Brooks. Going to foul one, right side, it's going to float, it's going to go out of play. Has to just get the screen, airborne up tall, pretty tall screen right here around home plate. As mentioned, it's got a radius behind home plate. It's very neat. It's pretty cool looking to have a field like this. I'd like to see a topographical view of this field. Three balls, two strikes. Balls made live. Peering in looking at singles. Keaton Brooks. Dylan Ford, the batter. He's going to pop one. It's going to be high. He's going to go to center field. Backing up to make the play is Bren Robbins, I do believe. So one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Four runs in. First three guys got aboard, and Adrian Torres, the four-hitter, took it out to left field for a grand slam. So stepping into bat and be number three, Corbin Cooley. Corbin Cooley, the shortstop. Runners at first and second. And Jill Fry rule still in effect. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Outside of ball. Number three, the eight hitter, Corbin Cooley. Plays the shortstop position. One ball, no strikes. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here's the 1-0. A bit high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. two aboard first and second base for the Bison. Looking from the set. Here comes the pitch. Same spot, a bit high. Count goes 3-0. Working that fastball, trying to find that release point. Trying to put the fingertips in the glove. That's what they told us. Here comes the pitch. Outside and high. Ball four. All three bases are now occupied by the Bison once again. Next batter in the lineup, the nine-hitter, number 11, Trayvon Schoaf. Trayvon Schoaf caught two fly balls in the top of the first inning in left field. Pioneer looking at singles out of the stretch. Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Right across Meridian, knee high. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2. The nine hitter number 11, Trayvon Schoaf, the left fielder. Two strikes. Keaton Brooks going to shake off one pitch. He'll throw the one he wants. Here it is. Backdoor curveball, stayed outside. Got to mention that backdoor curveball for the listening audience. That means there's a right-handed batter or a left-handed batter. The pitcher is just the opposite. We've got a lefty throwing to a righty. He starts the curveball outside and it comes back in. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. So next batter is going to step in. He's the one-hitter. Number two is Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster is going to step in. Working in out of five games last night, outside edge called strike. That might have been a gift for Keaton Brooks. So we'll mention Ryan Foster batting .417, .588 on base percentage. Comes the 0-1, breaking pitch, finishes call. We'll mention Ryan Foster in five games. He's been to the plate 17 times, 12 times official at bats. Peering in looking at signals. Count goes 1-1. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Ryan Foster. He's got six runs scored. He's got five hits. He leads the team with nine RBI. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball stayed outside. 2-2. So he'll step back in. Last night, Ryan Foster hit himself in with a home run to left field. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball, count goes full at 3-2. He's walked four times. He's struck out twice. He's got a double and that home run last night. Pitch comes in. He'll pop one foul right side out of play. He's got a good stroke. He's got a good bat, good hand over fist. Hand over fist swing. You don't need to swing hard. Hand over fist is the byproduct of a good swing is a home run. Foul ball right side up against the night screen there in the first base dugout. Going to toss it back in to Keaton Brooks. 3-2 count. All three bases are occupied by the Bison. Two outs. 3-2 count. 3-2 pitch on the way from Keaton Brooks. Strike three. Going to set him down looking. So Benton Central, they put the ball in play to get first three guys aboard. And Adrian, right there, Adrian Torres, the third baseman, cleans up the bases. It's a 4-0 contest. Bison in front after one. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And right now in Reynolds Farm Equipment, inside is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon, and they're closed on Sunday. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So next batter to step in for the Knights. Top of the second inning. It's going to be number 33, Bryn Robbins. I believe Bryn Robbins has moved to center field. And he's going to step in, bat righty. Working from the stretch. Tyler Cremmy, here's the first pitch to Robbins. Inside, a bit tall. One ball, no strikes. Peering and looking at signals. Working out of the stretch. Tyler Cremmy, second pitch to Bryn Robbins. Call for ball two. That wind is whipping. Right there, Tyler Cremmy has to kind of put his hat back down a little bit. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Robbins. Outside, ball three. Going to be a pitcher's mound type of game. Pitcher's mound, difficult way to go. Keaton Brooks seems to be settled in. And see if Tyler Cremmy throws a strike right down Meridian. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Bryn Robbins batting for the Knights. High for ball four. Robbins will jog down to first base. Brian Hedden going to walk out. Talk with his pitcher, Tyler Cremmy. Tyler Cremmy, a junior class member. Brian Hedden, also a junior class member. So next batter to step in for the Knights, where's number three, the seven hitter, Jackson Kane, playing left field in today's ball game. Working from the stretch once again. Out of the set, here comes the first pitch to Kane. High for ball one. Tyler Cremmy working on that release point. Kind of holding the ball, and not long enough. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to call a strike. That might have been a gift. There is, even right now with gifts, the outside edge. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. From the stretch, now the set. Cremmy, a pickoff move. Back in, heads first. There at first base is Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins wearing that sliding mitt right there. First base. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Got the dish. Broke away. Nice pitch from Cremmy. Count those 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Checks first base. Out of the stretch. Now the set. The 1-2 pitch. Comes in high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane looking for the pitch. He's going to swing at 2-2 count from Cremmy. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss, drop third. First base is occupied. They're going to get him at second base. If he takes off, the drop third might have been a delayed steal. And possibly steal wasn't on. There's two outs. So drop third strike. Get the tag at home plate and then throw to second base, and Tyler Cremmy wants a new baseball. If you ask for a new baseball, politely or not, you'll never be denied. So, top of the second inning, two outs. stepping into bat, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, the eight hitter. Here comes the first pitch from Clemens. To take a drive to center field. Does it have air under it? Yes. It's going to be caught above ground. Had to dive forward to get it. Center fielder Ryan Foster. And the Knights are out in the top of the second inning. So, coming to the plate, Benton Central going to bat in the bottom half. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a Century 21 real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. So the Knights getting warmed up in the infield. Ryan Schumer calls out second base. Keaton Brooks, left-handed pitcher, working from the stretch. He'll throw one down. Frozen rope from Schumer. Next batter in the lineup for Benton Central going to be the three-hitter. He wears number four, Tyler Clemmie. Check that. Meyer, thank you. Ryan, huh? Oh, second hitter. Number five, Boston Prichett. Ground ball, shortstop, Evan Steinhardt. He'll throw to first base. Going to be safe at first base is Boston Prichett. And one aboard here in the bottom of the second inning for Benton Central. Now the next batter will step in. Left-handed batting. Right-handed pitching, number four, Tyler Clemmie. Tyler Clemmie, the pitcher, batting the third spot. Working from the stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks, pickoff move, first base. They're stepped towards first. He can get away with a little bit of an angle with that step. The position umpire watching Keaton Brooks like a hawk. Here comes the pitch. Tight for a ball. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first base is Boston Prichett. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pickoff move again. Tag applied by T.J. Bell. Fast safely is Prichett. Pretty good move right there from the lefty, Keaton Brooks. Watching a lefty while on first base is kind of a difficult task. Here comes the pitch. The float one to left field. Going to back up and catch it. Jackson Kane gets the put out in left field. There's one away. Next batter in the lineup, number 16, Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres jogged the bases with three base runners in front of him. Last at bat. Steps in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at singles. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Let's see if they'll check. Check swing there. And they're not going to check. So, one ball, no strikes. Adrian Torres, right-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Here comes a 1-0. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Outside edge. Difficult task to pull a ball on the outside of the plate. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, be a base hit, that's the middle. We go to second base, it's Pritchett. And Adrian Torres, somewhat on his way to the cycle. That triple is going to be a difficult play to get. Two at-bats, two on base, two boards, two hits for Torres, stepping into bat. Number 18, Baylen Holmes. He's a five-hitter, right-handed batter, two aboard. Infield fly rule in effect with one out. Set position, Keaton Brooks delivery. Backdoor curveball, just missed evidently. Hit the front of the plate a bit tall. Count goes 1-0. Right-handed batter, five-hitter, Baylen Holmes. Turning, looking at signals, now the set. Check second base. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Four runs in the bottom of the first for Benton Central. It's a four-run ball game. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Three balls, no strikes. Baylen Holmes looking at signals. Coach Jarrett Hamill at third base. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Top of the zone. Right down Meridian. Count goes 3-1. Step back in, Baylen Holmes. First baseman. Right-handed batter. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Going to drive one. It's going to be playable in foul territory, it looks like. Owen Munn is going to make a good catch over the back as that ball has had a wind, takes that baseball every which way. So two outs on the diamond. Second baseman, now like a Ryan Sandberg. So stepping into bat. Number 13, Brylan Heddy. Runners at first and second, two out. Bottom of the second inning. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Nice placement from Keaton Brooks. To step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, the catcher. Out of the set, check second base. Now the set, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Finished a bit low. To step back in. 2-0 count. Looking for the stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks checks second base. Here's the pitch. Outside, a bit tall. Three balls, no strikes. Brylan Heddon. 2-1, my folks. Two balls, one strike. We missed the strike here. We got it now. 2-1. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one up on the infield. Actually, going to go to center field. That ball getting there in a hurry. Catch made. He veers to his left. Bryn Robbins retires the side. So they leave a couple on base, Benton Central. And the Knights hold them scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. Going to the top of the third inning after two complete. Benton Central, 4. Central Catholic, nothing. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, located 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, that's 317-773-4800. You can call Dirk. Dirk right there in Noblesville. He'll help you get the job done. It might even be worth the call from a further distance than you might be used to. We're mentioning an Express Rentals, authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. So Bryland Hedden tosses one down to second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwine, the third baseman. Top of the third inning. Step in. A lot of game left to play. Right-handed batter, Gutwine, will step in the rubber there. It's Tyler Cremmy, working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike, he'll step back in. Hudson Gutwine swinging a good bat. Here comes the pitch from Cremmy. The full swing out in front of the plate, it's going to be in foul territory right there in the right-handed batter's box is where it comes to a complete stop. So foul ball. Count goes 0-2. And Bryland Hedden, just where he took off last night, handing the bat back to the runner. That's pretty good sportsmanship. Well done, Bryland Hedden. No balls, two strikes. Step back in. Number 9, Hudson Gutwine. When we're from the stretch, peering in looking at signals. Tyler Cremmy now was set. Here comes the 0-2. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Top of the third inning. We're at Benton Central High School, home of the Bison. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and miss. They'll go down swinging. One out here in the top of the third. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn in 6 ball games, 23 plate appearances, 19 official at-bats, batting .368, .455 on-base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals, valid stretch, now the set. First pitch to Owen Munn. Outside edge, that was a gift. But anyway, he'll step back in. Get that first pitch, strike. Gonna get the batter to swing the bat. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. High and tight. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn. He's got 7 hits on the season. He's got 5 singles, 2 doubles. He's got an RBI. He has scored 7 runs. Swing and a miss. Unloaded on that one. Came up empty. Count goes 1-2. Owen Munn, a year ago, he did homer. And he'll step back in. One ball, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Clemmy. It'll be a shot. Third base, Adrian Torres was right there on the line shot. And Owen Munn will jog back to the dugout. That was a shot. Third baseline, right at Torres. 2 outs here in the top of the third. Stepping into bat, 2 hitter, number 24, Evan Dehart. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Cremmy out of the set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Evan Dehart in 6 games, 23 plate appearances, 17 official at-bats. He's batting .353 on base percentage of .500. Here comes the pitch. Trying to bunt his way on. Came up empty. It's going to be a strike. One ball, one strike. Evan Dehart. 6 hits on the season. 5 singles, 1 double. He's got 2 RBI. He has scored 7 runs as the 2 spot. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. He's going to poke one right side out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, Evan Dehart. He's walked 4 times. He's been hit by pitch 1 time. He's got 2 stolen bases. Here's the pitch. Right up the middle, another line shot back to the pitcher this time. Couple of line shots out. Out number two, out number three. Hit the ball well, but just not falling in. So, top of the third inning, Knights come up empty. After two and a half, Benton Central 4, Central Catholic 0. We'll also mention you can make plans. Make plans for Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort, located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them up right here at 574-583-4141. That's Indiana Beach. They have daily admission, or you can get a season pass for just under $70. That's for all season long. If you go three times just on a daily admission, you're already wasting your money. You should have got a season pass. Indiana Amusement Park, that's Indiana Beach. Monticello, Indiana. Make family plans. Book your stay today. Indiana Beach. They'll get some warm-up tosses out on the pitchers now. Keaton Brooks. Benton Central going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. Nice working on the diamond right there. Going to throw one down. Ryan Schumer. And toss one down in the second base. And the first batter going to step in. It's going to be number 10, Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford, right-handed batter. Doing the DHing today, player DH. He's batting in place of right fielder, number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. First pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. Outside edge, trying to protect. Keaton Brooks, looking for that outside edge. Doing a pretty good job location-wise. Dial back to the screen. Count goes 0-2 to the seventh hitter, number 10, Dylan Ford. Hold up the game a minute. Home plate umpire wants a baseball. Looks like his pouch is, pouch is pretty much empty. He looked at that one. He threw it back out of the game. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. A go down swinging, working that outside edge. Difficult to find the baseball with that 34-inch bat. Stepping into bat, the 8 hitter, number 3, Corbin Cooley. Corbin Cooley plays the shortstop position. Steps in now. Here's the first pitch from Brooks. Outside of ball. Corbin Cooley, we'll mention, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at a signal. Here's the pitch from Brooks. High for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Corbin Cooley in 5 ball games, 18 plate appearances, 12 official at-bats. He's batting .500 on the season. Swing and a miss. Take a good cut at that one. Count goes 2-1. Corbin Cooley going to step back in. 667 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Inside tight. Ball 3. I'm thinking, well, anyway, Corbin Cooley, 6 hits on the season, 6 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss, they will set him down. On swing and miss, strike 3. They'll throw the ball around the infield. Knights will put the ball back in the glove of Keaton Brooks. Next batter steps in, number 9 hitter. Where's number 11? Traven Schoaf, left fielder. He's played in 4 ball games. He's going to pop this one up, center field. Brent Robbins is going to back him up. He'll make it over the catch over his left shoulder. Pretty good drive to left field. Right there, Schoaf. Nearly got it behind Brent Robbins. That wind floating that ball further than it would normally went. So, at the end of three innings. We'll go to the top of the fourth after three. 4-0 ball game. Benton Central in front. And we'll mention PutneyInSports.com. Since 2008, PutneyInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, and Hamilton Heights. Lady Husky basketball, the Lady Huskies went to the semi-state this past winter, and they played Twin Lakes at semi-state. So they drove clear up there just to play a basketball game at LaPorte on a neutral site, and went to the Hamilton Heights. First half had a 14-point lead in the ball game. Second half, Twin Lakes came back, got about a 7-point win. So Twin Lakes had to play that evening, played Fairfield. Fairfield had a good game and defeated Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes 33-1 on the season, I believe. And baseball in the spring with Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 18, the three-hitter, T.J. Bell. Looking from the stretch, Tyler Clemmy, first pitch to Bell. Breaking pitch, tight for ball one. T.J. Bell, 6 ball games, 18 plate appearances, 13 official at-bats. He's batting .385 on the season. He'll take a drive to left field. He might get a bunch of them, maybe not. And appears to his left. Pretty good beat off the bat right there. Left fielder, Traven Schoaf, makes it look easy as his hat blows off his head. I think it was Dan Adams told me that one particular game, the wind was blowing so much, hats were flying off the heads of the players. They just let all the players take their hats off and play the game. That's a first, because hat is part of the uniform. Here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove of catcher, Brylan Hayden. Brylan Hayden in the retrieve right there by Coach Hamill. 1 ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer in the batter's box. 6 games under his belt. 23 plate appearances. 15 at-bats. He'll take a pitch for a strike. Count goes 1-1. Ryan Schumer batting .333, entering the ballgame, .522 on base percentage. Here comes a 1-1 pitch, low for ball two. Ryan Schumer has 5 hits on the season. He's got 2 singles, 2 doubles, and 1 home run. He's got 6 RBI. Take a drive and on the ground in the infield, second base. Played right there by Pritchett. Good throw on the first base, get the put out with Braylon Holmes. 2 outs in the inning. Top of the fourth. Next batter to step in, number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur in 6 ball games, 18 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats. He's batting .267, .389 on base percentage. He's got 4 hits. Two singles and 2 doubles. Take a first pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 1 strike. Ben Mazur. He's got 8 RBI on the season. Here's the pitch. Foul balls and stay around home plate. Going to get the body of Ben Mazur in the box. Makes it a foul ball. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Top of the fourth inning, Benton Central in front, 4 runs, 4-0 contest. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur, working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch, with a short hop the glove. It'll be a wild pitch in the book, I'm quite sure. And get back to the backstop. 1 ball, 2 strikes, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Looking for that hand-over-fist swing. He'll drive one. It's going to be elevated. Backing up to make the catch. It's going to go out of here. It did. home run, Ben Mazur. Puts one out in left center field right there by the flag. 345 mark. He's at 345, 350. Ben Mazur hits a home run. So one run on the scoreboard for Ben Mazur. This game is being occupied by the home run ball so far. Adrian Torres, three on base when he hit his. No, nobody on base. Ben Mazur jogs the bases. Stepping in, Brent Robbins. Tight pitch, swing and a miss. Brent Robbins, number 33 in 6 games, 21 plate appearances, 19 at-bats. 263 batting average, 333 on base percentage. 5 hits. Come in, swing and a miss. 0-2 count, Brent Robbins. In 5 hits, he's got 3 singles. He's got 1 triple. And he's got a home run. 4 RBI, he scored 5 runs. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. A step back in. Here and in, looking at signals out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Ball 2, count goes 2-2. Off the glove of Hedden. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Deuces are wild. Gonna work from the stretch. Tyler Cranny picks up the signal. Now the set. Here's the 2-2 to Robbins. Short hops the glove. Good block right there. Brylan Hedden. Count goes full. 3-2 count. Brent Robbins has 1 walk in the ball game. 3-2, 2 out. Working from the stretch. Peering and looking at signals. Tyler Cleming. Out of a set, the 3-2 pitch. High for ball 4. So Brent Robbins jogs to first base. 2 out here in the top of the 4th. 4-1 ball game. 1 run in. Brent Robbins, Ben Mazur with the home run to left center. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane, the 7 hitter, was number 3. Working from the stretch, checks the base, first pitch to Jackson. Short off the glove. Hedden keeps it in front of him. Gonna call time, gonna get a new baseball. Right there, baseball, I tell you what, middle, I should say, AAA and up, MLB, that ball hits the dirt. It's new baseball time, because you get dirt in the seams. And the ball doesn't react like you want it to, evidently. So working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Tyler Clemmie. Pitching with 2 out. Nice batting. Top of the 4th. Jackson Kane in the right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Hedden, another good block. Going to check to see if he swung. He checked up. It's all good. It's a ball. Let's check the B position umpire. First check of the ball game to my recollection. Stepping back in, 3-0 count, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane batting 400 on the season is the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike called. 3-1 count, Jackson Kane, 19 plate appearances, 15 at-bats. That's in 6 ball games. Batting 400, 526 on base. He's got 6 hits, 5 singles, 1 double. He's on RBI. He scored 2 runs. Pitch comes in high and tight for ball 4. So Brent Robbins jogs over to second base. Jackson Kane at first base. Timeout on the diamond. Brylan Hedden going to walk out. Going to communicate with Tyler Cremie, the pitcher. I'll talk it over right there. 2 aboard, first and second base, 2 outs, and now Coach Jarrett Hamill will walk out. He'll spend a trip, talk to his pitcher, Tyler Cremie. So we're going to have a conversation after this final out. We're going to talk here momentarily with Mr. Dylan Musser. That's going to be special. He's a junior class member. He's a leadoff batter for the Bison. He's not playing in today's ball game. That's okay. He's keeping a scoreboard. He's doing a heck of a job, and he's doing better than me. But anyway, that doesn't take a whole lot. But we'll talk to Mr. Musser here momentarily after the completion of the top of the fourth. So communication period is over. Coach Hamill walking back to the dugout. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter, stepping in. Two aboard, first and second base for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Clemmie. Peering in, pretty long peer. He'll go to set position now, check second base. First pitch to Brooks. Tie strike called. Right there at knee high. He'll step back in. 34, Keaton Brooks. 9 plate appearances, 8 official at-bats in 4 games. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike called. The count goes 0-2. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. He's got one hit on the season. It's a single. He scored a run. He's got 3 stolen bases. Peering in, looking at the signals. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2. In a punch one, foul, left side, over the third base dugout. Jack's going to bounce back in. Coach Bordney, former second baseman for the Purdue Boilermakers, tosses it back to Clemmie. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Keaton Brooks steps back in. Looking from the stretch, peering in. Now the set position. Tyler Clemmie going to set up outside. Pitch comes in. He's going to protect the dish. It's going to be a full swing out in front of the plate. And a nice play by Bryland Hedden to field that baseball to the inside, make a strike throw to first base Braylon Holmes. So the Knights come up with 1 run off the bat of Ben Mazur to the left center field. And then Bison going to bat in the bottom of the 4th inning. And it's a 4-1 ball game. Bison in front. And we're going to unplug right here. We'll be right. We're going to talk right now. Benton Central Bison, leadoff batter. I tell you what, Dylan Musser, what you play last night? You played the game to win. Yes, sir. William, pretty good player. Junior class member. Expound, if you will, over the winter time. Did you work pretty hard, I'm guessing, inside to get that .308 batting average?
Oh, yeah. Dude, every single week, I mean, going in cages every day, in and out. I mean, you know, just work your tail off.
Well, you got 13 juniors on your team. I'm sure you got a lot of friends. Do quite a few of you guys get inside and work out for baseball?
Oh, yeah. Like, on the weeks, we'll go to someone's house, hit in a cage. I mean, going on deck. They have a great facility in there. We'll hit, take a couple rounds of BP, but just fun like that. I mean, all 13 juniors of us, I mean, we get together and we're sure to get in that cage.
That's a good way to go on that turn. Last night, you entered the game with 18 plate appearances, 13 official at-bats. You scored 5 runs. You got 4 hits, 4 RBIs. How about those doubles? Did you run them out?
I mean, I am pretty quick. I mean, that's where I get. I mean, leadoff batter, you got to be quick getting on base. So.
You got 2 base on balls. I see here 3 times you walk back to the dugout after batting.
Yeah.
That happens. So.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to plus and move on.
I'm going to coach you with him. What a quality guy. 3rd year. He's been your coach for all 3 years so far. He'll be your coach next year.
Oh, yeah. I love Jared Hamill. Each and every day, he comes in with a positive attitude and, you know, wants to win a ball game. So.
Sounds good. Thanks for talking to us. Bill and Musser. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Pitch goes out to left field. First batter here in the bottom of the 4th inning. You're going to jog the bases. And you get the low, medium, 5 right there. And you'll touch home plate. Off the bat of number 2, Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster with an encore performance from last night. So stepping into bat, it's going to be number 5, Boston Pritchett.
Pritchett's going to step in. He's the two-hitter. Where's number five? He's going to take the drive to center field. He's going to back up the center fielder off the glove, made the catch. They're going to call it a catch. That ball might have caromed off the glove. Not quite sure, but they're going to call it an out, and probably need a camera with a telephoto lens for that catch, but they're going to call it an out. So one out in the inning. We're going to plug back in. One moment, please. First pitch to Clemmie. He's going to foul out of play. No balls, one strike. Left-handed batter. Doing the pitching, he's gone the distance. Tyler Clemmie steps back in. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, two strikes. Keaton Brooks, left-handed pitcher, steps back 2 feet on the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, two strikes. Steps back on the rubber, peers in, looks at signal. 1-2 count to Tyler Clemmie. Here's the pitch. Gonna float one out of play left side. Goes the other way with it. Protecting the dish. Tyler Clemmie. Sporting a couple of batting gloves. A step back in. 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Good short hop, good block right there. Number 7. Ryan Schumer. So, stepping back on the rubber, here comes a wind and a 2-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Working that outside edge. Two strikes, no reason to put one across the plate. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the 3-2. You know, float one, the left side, and giving it a chase is Hudson Gutwein. He runs out of room. I should mention these dugouts are in-ground dugouts. You don't see them very often, but they're pretty quality dugouts. Pretty safe going. They got the fence out in front of the dugout. The guys are standing there at the fence. It's a safe way to go, and I would strongly recommend it. For a middle school, high school field and have a fence. Here comes the pitch. The shot down the first baseline on the ground. He's going to get by T.J. Bell. It was not in his vicinity. Right down the line. Picked up in fair territory in left field. About the 300 mark. Thrown back in by right fielder. And it's going to be a stand-up triple. Right there off the bat. Of Tyler Clemmie. So Tyler Clemmie helping himself on the diamond. He gets the medium five from Coach Hamill. And dust off home plate there. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tyler Clemmie at third base. Next batter, the four hitter, Adrian Torres. He takes another healthy cut for his cut. That first cut belongs to the batter. Second cut belongs to the team. That third cut, you got to make contact. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, he's swinging a miss. No balls, two strikes. Adrian Torres, right-handed batter, is playing third base in today's ballgame. He started pitching last night at Central Catholic. Timeout called. Adrian Torres. That wind's whipping around. I'm sure you can get dust in the eye. No question. Steps back in. 0-2 pitch on the way from Brooks. Outside of ball. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. One run in. Ryan Foster. Home run to left center field. Here comes the pitch. The 1-2. The shortstop above the head of
Evan Dehart couldn't make the play. We're taking a Dave Concepcion to make that play. So run comes in to score. Tyler Clemmie. It's going to be an RBI single off the bat of Adrian Torres. And Torres has 5 RBI in the ballgame. Next batter to step in, number 18, Baylen Holmes. First baseman. He's a 5-hitter. Right-handed batter. Keaton Brooks from the set. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, strike called. Backdoor came right in there. I got the outside half the plate. Right-handed batter, number 18, Baylen Holmes. Pickoff move, first base. No tag applied by T.J. Bell. Back safely standing up is Adrian Torres. Right-handed batter. Plays first base. Baylen Holmes is the pitch. Short hops the glove. Nice stop. Ryan Schumer. Count goes 1-1. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Looking at signals. Coach Hamill. Not many given. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Stays outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Adrian Torres doing the running at first base. He's got a pretty good size lead. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Top of the zone right there. Count goes 2-1. So, stepping back in the batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Strike call, the pickoff move, snap throw from Schumer to first base. If that had been a strike at first base, might have 2 outs. Going to walk back to the dugout, Baylen Holmes on a strikeout. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 4th inning. 6 runs in. Working from the stretch, now the set. Mid drive over second base, going to go into right field, 1 hop in the glove, and they'll take it to third base. So base hit to right field. Off the bat is Brylan Hedden. Brylan Hedden, the catcher, is going to jog back in. They'll go with their courtesy runner, Liam Reed. Liam Reed wears number 19. Hedden will put his gear on. 2 outs, bottom of the 4th. Stepping into bat, number 10, Dylan Ford. He's the player DH. Working from the stretch, now the set, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. A bit tall, ball 1. Dylan Ford steps back in. Dylan Ford, number 10. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. The foul 1 right side out of play. Dylan Ford, who's played in all 5 games, 14 plate appearances in 5 games, 11 official at-bats, 357 on-base percentage. Outside of ball. Down goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Dylan Ford has scored 2 runs. He's got 2 hits. He's got 2 RBI. He's walked twice, and he struck out twice. 2s are wild for Dylan Ford. Pitch comes in for strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Go figure. Working from the stretch. Check second base. Now the set. Keaton Brooks, the 2-2 pitch. Low for a ball. Down goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, Dylan Ford, right-handed batter. 2 base runners, first and second base for Benton Central. 3-2 pitch, here it is. He'll take a drive, going to drop in. It's going to be a base hit to left center field, picked up by Robbins. He'll take a strong throw to the plate. Coming in to score is number 16, Adrian Torres. we time out on the field. Coach Bourdain going to walk out and have a conversation with his infield. Two outs in the inning. Three runs on the board. Torres has an RBI. He scored a run. And Ryan Foster with a home run here in the bottom of the fourth. A 7-1 ball game. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Cinco de Mayo Mexican Restaurant, located at 100 West Main Street, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. They're open for lunch till 10 p.m. You can enjoy multiple big screen television while you dine in. You can reach them at 317-984-5005. You can call ahead or you get carryout. They're just east of the tracks from downtown Arcadia, Indiana. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch from Brooks. Strike called right down Meridian. In the batter's box, the eighth hitter, number three, Corbin Cooley. Corbin Cooley plays the shortstop position. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball in the infield, second base. 0-1-9 fields it. It's off at the first base and get the put out. With T.J. Bell, and the Knights are out of the inning. They'll bat in the top of the fifth. So Benton Central come up with three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 7-1 ball game. Knights going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. To locate them, you can call them at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. Cellular phone, AT&T. You can text message them at that number or call. So get some warm-up tosses out there. Tyler Crenny getting ready to pitch in the top of the fifth inning. First batter for the Knights. Going to step in. Going to be number nine. The nine-hitter, Hudson Gutwein, playing the third base position. Getting ready to toss one down. Brylan Hedden, the catcher for Benton Central. Going to throw a frozen rope to second base. So Hudson Gutwein going to step in. First batter for the Knights here in the top of the fifth. 7-1 ball game. Benton Central in front. Right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein in five games, 14 plate appearances, 12 official at-bats, batting .333 on the season. First pitch, swing, foul tip, going to get Hedden. He's going to walk it off. Might have got him on that toe right there, unprotected, just one little area, and it seemed to have gotten him right there. So he's going to walk it off. He's going to stretch it around right there. That doesn't feel good. Home plate umpire's got steel-toed shoes. But Brian Hedden does not. We'll hope it's not as bad as a broken toe. Hope to get it feeling right there. You know he wants to play. Got the inside of the foot right there. So didn't get the toe. So they give him a chance to collect himself, and he says he's ready to go. So the home plate umpire, he chuckles, so Bryson Hedden said something that was a bit comical. That's good. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Heavy catch, swing and a miss. Outside edge, right on time. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein. 429 on base percentage. He's got four hits. He's got four singles. High for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Hudson Gutwein. He's got one RBI. He has scored six runs. He's walked twice. Out of the set, here's the pitch. He'll drive one outfield, center field. We're going to get some air underneath it. Going to be caught right there by the center fielder. Credit to catch Ryan Foster. One out, top of the fifth inning. Next batter is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, the leadoff batter in today's contest. Owen Munn, second baseman. Going to step in. They have an open stance. He'll close on the approach. First pitch from Crenny. Breaking pitch outside of ball. About a 12-inch break. 12, 14-inch break. That wind aids the curveball. One ball, no strikes. Second pitch to Munn. Outside edge, called strike. It's right where Hedden set up. Might have been about a 24, 26-inch plate on that pitch. Here comes a 1-1. Outside edge. Swing and a miss. Got to be careful. Got to go with the pitch. Tough to pull an outside pitch. Tony Gwynn could do it. One ball, two strikes. Outside and tall. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 count, one out. Top of the fifth. Owen Munn in the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Little ground ball. Third base picked up by Torres. He'll throw across the diamond. They had to call him out. Not quite sure. The foot might have left the bag there. But the A position umpire was right there making the call. So two outs. They're in the top of the fifth. Nice play by Torres at third base. Torres is having a game. Stepping into bat, 24, Evan Dehart. Working from a stretch down the set is the pitch from Crimmy. Short off the glove, heading stops it. Ball one outside. Yeah. One ball, no strikes. Evan Dehart in the batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Crenny out of the set. Here comes a 1-0. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch comes in outside. Trying to pitch a little delicately to Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, he'll get on base any way he can. Here comes the pitch. Inside and low, count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Evan Dehart, batting 353 on the season. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball four. So Dehart was jogged down to first base. Evan Dehart entering the ball game. He had four walks. I believe he's got a couple in this game. He scored seven runs. This next batter will step in, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter will call time. It's going to be called, they're going to walk him. They're going to intentionally walk T.J. Bell. As my dad tells me, that's about the best compliment you can get as a baseball player. When they walk you, because they want to take the bat out of your hand. So they line it up, they want to get a force out at any base, Coach Hamill. So, 7-1 ball game. Bases occupied at first and second. Dehart at second. T.J. Bell at first. Stepping in, the four-hitter for the Knights, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer. Be a good time to get one up in the jet stream. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Tyler Clemmie. He's well aware that Schumer is the four-hitter. He's going to pitch him delicately. That last pitch, first pitch to Schumer was way outside. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. Here's the 1-0. Low for ball two. Timeout on the diamond. called by the catcher, Brylan Heddon. He's going to walk out, talk with Tyler Clemmie, and they'll go from there. The conversation right there at the pitcher's mound. Ben Mazur is on deck. Two out here in the top of the fifth. Two aboard for the Knights. 2-0 kill to Schumer. So heading back behind home plate. Ball's made live. We're getting from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Low for ball three. Not quite sure. Yeah, I guess we are now. Pitch count out there. Don't see a lot of those in ballparks. Saw one in Tennessee. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Right across Meridian, outside half of the plate. Knee high, let it go by. Takes time. Hit set back in, 3-1 count to Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Clemmie at the set, check second. Here's the 3-1. Inside and tight, ball four. Ryan Schumer jogs to first base. So bases are occupied by the Knights. Three aboard here in the top of the fifth. Next batter going to step in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur has one round tripper in the ballgame. See if Mazur has a multiple home run game. Did see Metzinger probably about 4 or 5 years ago at Twin Lakes. He had a multiple home run game, left-handed batter. It was blown out as much as it is today. It floated out of there a couple of times. Got it in the jet stream. Stepping in, Ben Mazur, bases loaded. Two outs, first pitch to Mazur. Just low, ball one. The home plate umpire wanted to call the strike. As mentioned, the home plate umpire's thinking, when that ball leaves his hand, strike, 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 until the ball's proven to be a ball. That's the way you umpire. Here comes a set. Check second base. Here comes a 1-0. Low, going to get by the glove of Heddon. Going to get laterally. Good block by Brylan Heddon. Kept the base runners safe at each base. Two balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter's box. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur has a good stroke. He's got a fluent swing. He had three home runs last night before the ball game in batting practice. Steps in. Swing and miss. Couldn't hold up. Home plate umpire doesn't need help to call that a strike. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in. Peering in looking at signals. Tyler Clemmie. Peering in long. And now the set is a 2-1 pitch to Mazur. Just above the zone, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Two out. Top of the fifth. Knights have the bases loaded. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Tight for ball four, and the Knights will score a run. Coming in from third base on the ball four to Mazur is Evan Dehart. Two runs on the scoreboard for the Knights. 7-2 contest. Next batter is going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins has a home run on the season. Signals being given. Third base coach, Coach Bourdonnais. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. He's played in all six games for the Knights. Peering in looking at signals. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike called. You watch one go by. Bren Robbins, 0-1 count. Step back in. 21 plate appearances. That's the most plate appearances for any Knight entering today's game. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2. Bren Robbins batting .263 entering the game. .333 on base. Five hits, three singles, one triple, and a home run. Setting up outside his head. Swing and a miss. So jog back to the dugout. that I shut up with one run in the top of the fifth inning. Bison will bat in the bottom half. After 4.5, Bison 7, Knights 2. We do thank you for tuning in. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Right there in Sheridan, you got to remember Bud Wright, Coach Bud Wright, you know who that is? Coach Larry Bud Wright, getting ready to coach in his 58th season. Coach Bud Wright, this past season, he got beat first game out of the chute by Western Boone, and then the Blackhawks whittled off 9 in a row. They finally got set down by the Chargers right there, and that's Coach Stern. It's a pretty good ball game postseason. I think it was the semi, it might have been the regional. The coach, Larry Bud Wright, going to come back coach again. He had a sophomore quarterback a year ago. He's a junior this year. I'm sure Coach Wright pretty happy to come back once again. Matter of fact, my dad used to play against him. Different schools. We'll mention new and used certified gun sales. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Target Sports in Sheridan. So stepping into bat here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, going to be number 11, Traven Schoaf. Right-handed batter, here comes the first pitch from Brooks. Foul back to the screen. Straight back, just underneath the baseball. Traven Schoaf played a good left field in today's contest. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Keaton Brooks, foul ball left side, going to be fielded by the on-deck batter. Number 2, Ryan Foster. No balls, 2 strikes from the windup, Keaton Brooks. Outside edge, strike called. To go back to the dugout, looking. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter is going to be number 2, Ryan Foster. Foster has a home run in the game. He's got a 2-game home run streak intact. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. He'll take another one. He'll drive it to left center. They're going to call it. 2 guys out there, center fielder, Bren Robbins, will make the catch. Either he or Jackson Kane would have either made the catch. There are 2 outs. Next batter in the lineup, number 5, Boston Prichett. Boston Prichett in 4 games. He's batting .333. Step in. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Right across the dish. Bottom of the kneecap. Strike called. 0-1 count. Keaton Brooks. Right-handed batter, Boston Prichett, plays second base. Pitch comes in. Backdoor curveball. Finishes low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Boston Prichett. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Brooks. Low and inside, ball 2. Prichett on base percentage of .476. He scored 4 runs. He's got 6 hits on the season. He's got 4 RBI. Entering the ballgame, he's going to pop one up. He'll be caught by Keaton Brooks, the pitcher. Would have landed barely fair down the third baseline. 3 outs recorded by the Knights in the bottom of the fifth of Ben Central. So we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth inning, the Knights going to bat. 7-2 ball game. Benton Central in front. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. That's just across the Hamilton County line right there into Marion County off of 96th Street. She's a real estate agent. She's a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone. You can text or you can voice message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. I'm going to toss one down to second base. It's going to be Brylan Hedden. He'll toss one down right there. Brylan Hedden has that towel of a backside almost out of his pocket. That's just about like Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane is at the dish right now. He's going to bat. He's playing left field in the ballgame. But a year ago, he had that towel out of his back pocket while he caught. So right-handed batter going to step in, Jackson Kane. Top of the sixth inning, 7-2 ball game. Benton Central in front, working from the windup. Take that back to sit on the pitch from the stretch. He's gone the distance, Tyler Clemmie. Outside of ball, Jackson Kane watches the first one. One ball, no strikes. The step back in, right-handed batter's box. Has played in all six night games. You take a drive to center field. He got a lot of it. He's going to back up the center fielder, and it's going to be out of here. Jackson Kane, just right of center, hits it out of here. And running out of room there was Ryan Foster, the center fielder. And the wind is aiding the baseball. The hit goes in the book as a home run. Jackson Kane. Pretty good stroke there, hand over fist. Yeah, the byproduct of a good swing. There's the example. So it's a 7-3 ball game. Still nobody out. Keaton Brooks is going to step in. Left-handed batter. Pitcher of record doing a fine job on the hill. Keaton Brooks steps in. First pitch from Clemmie. Going to pop one. It's going to be in the grass. Is it going to be caught? No, it's going to drop in. Base hit. Base hit off the handle somewhat. Didn't get the sweet spot, but placed it just where he wanted it, as if he were a tennis player. Like Caroline Bordenay. She's a good tennis player. So I'm going to make an adjustment on the stenographer pad right there, home plate umpire. That home plate umpire, I tell you what, he's got a job. That is a job, especially the wind blowing, but I'm not talking about that. He's got to record everything that happens in case they run with the same guy a second time when he was a pinch runner for somebody else. Something like that. So he's got a good mechanism right there. He puts it back in his pocket. So stepping into bat is Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick is the reason he was writing in his stenographer's pad. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick steps in. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick, a junior class member. A year ago, a big reason the Knights outfield played so well to win their final game at Victory Field. So out of play, foul ball. One ball, one strike. Caden Minnick looking for signals. Coach Bordenay, I believe none given. He'll step back in. Runner at first base, Keaton Brooks, he's got himself there. Base hit, floater into the grass, center field. Pitch comes in, high for a ball. Jackson Kane led off the inning with a straightaway home run, just right of center. Floated out of here. 350 listed on the center field wall. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Cade Minnick watches one go by. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. A step back in. Cade Minnick.
Same thing you got. This guy.
Cade Minnick, 2-2 count. Pitch comes in. He's going to set down. And he'll go back to the dugout looking. So stepping into bat, it's going to be Owen Munn. One out. Top of the sixth inning. 7-3 contest. Owen Munn looking at the set position. Tyler Crimmie. Breaking pitch. That might have been a gift. So that was a gift. First pitch. Strike. Steps back in. 0-1 Munn. Here comes the pitch. He'll foul this one back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Top of the sixth inning, 7-3 ball game. Benton Central by 4 runs. No balls, two strikes. One out, 0-1 Munn. Looking at first base out of the stretch, now the set, Tyler Crimmie. Tight. Not sure it didn't get him. Sounds like it might have, but evidently not. Tight pitch in the box there. Owen Munn gets out of the way. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in. From the set, here comes the pitch. Take ground ball, base hit. Between third base and shortstop, on the ground to the outfield, to throw it back in. Two runners aboard for the night. Keaton Brooks at second base. Owen Munn at first base. Next batter for the night is going to be number 24, Evan Gienhart. One out, top of the sixth inning. 7-3 ball game. Benton Central in front. Steps in, right-handed batter, Evan Gienhart. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Clemmie out of set. First pitch to Gienhart. Breaking pitch. Nice pitch by Tyler Clemmie. Strike call. Count goes 0-1. Step back in the rubber. Tyler Clemmie looking at signals. Looking at signals. Out of a set. Check second base. Pitch comes in. Going to foul one right side out of play. Gienhart. Count goes 0-2. Evan Gienhart has played in all 6 games. Into this game with 23 at-bats. And then 17 official at-bats. I think I spoke too early. Bren Robbins with 21 play appearances. And then Evan Gienhart with 23. Batting 353 on the season. Evan Gienhart. Here comes the 0-2. High and away for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Evan Gienhart entered this game with 6 hits, 5 are singles. He's got a double, 2 RBI. He had scored 7 runs. 6 quality at-bats. Stepping off the back of the rubber, Tyler Crimmie. He wants to see the signals again. Really? So, working back from the stretch, now the set. Timeout. Called somewhere. Home plate umpire grants timeout. Evan Gienhart steps back in. 1-2 count. One out. Top of the sixth. Two runners aboard, first and second. Here's the pitch. He's going to float one to center field. He's come in and make the catch. No tag up. Caught in the center field area by Ryan Foster. 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell plays center on the football team. Wears number 53, plays defensive end. T.J. Bell going to step in back right here. He's the first baseman in today's ball game. First and second base for the Knights, two out. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitches, Tyler Cremmy is the pitch. High for a ball. Breaking pitch. One ball, no strikes. So, Bell steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch is Tyler Cremmy. Here's the Sadler check, second base. Here's the 1-0 pitch. 2-0 to T.J. Bell. Two aboard, first and second base. Knights trying to close the gap on the scoreboard. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, out of set. Tyler Cremmy. Strike called, outside edge. That plate is a little wider than I remember. Two balls, one strike. Two outs. And on the set, it comes to pitch, the 2-1 pitch. Right across the meridian. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Steps back in the rubber. Looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. It's going to call time, no set position. T.J. Bell. Swing a miss. They go down swinging. The Knights lead two aboard. And the 7-3 ball game. Jackson King. Home run to center field. So the Knights going to play defensively here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Benton Central Bison step in. And that, we'll mention, this game is also in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. They're doing some major work right there with the intersection. I've been told it's going to be an over and under, and it might have McClure gas station moved there from 216th Street, a little bit south of there. And my dad tells me there's going to be an armory, the Noblesville armory, going to move there from Noblesville. And that's going to be a busy intersection after they get it done. But getting it done is another story. It's going to be a while. We're making rentalsfarmequipment.com. Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. And right there inside the Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. And you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Right there, 276th Street, stepping into bat. Number four, Tyler Cremmy. He's gone the distance on the pitcher's mound for Benton Central. First swing and a miss, fouled back. I should say fouled back to the screen. One strike. So Tyler Cremmy in the ball game. 82 pitches. Take a drive, second base, line shot caught by Owen Munn. Owen Munn caught that right below the belt. for out number one here in the bottom of the sixth. Next batter going to step in, number 16, Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres, 5 RBI in the game. His first at-bat was a round tripper with bases loaded. First pitch comes in outside of ball. Keaton Brooks, left-handed pitcher, looking really confident on the mound. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, tight for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Nearly got Torres. The home plate umpire says no, it didn't. Here comes the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Good cut by Torres. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, right-handed batter. He's the four-hitter for Benton Central. Number 16, Adrian Torres. Pitch comes in there, back door. Strike called. Keaton Brooks releasing that ball at about 2. The 2 o'clock slot, somewhere between 2 and 3. Here comes the 2-2. Near ground ball, Evan Jehunt fields it. He'll throw across the diamond. He gets a put out with T.J. Bell. They'll throw it around the horn. So two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in, number 18, Baylen Holmes, plays first base. Baylen Holmes in 5 games, 22 plate appearances, 17 at-bats, first pitch, swing and a miss. Baylen Holmes, batting average, entering today's ballgame, 412. He's batting on base percentage, 545. He scored 4 runs. He's got 7 hits. Ball finishes high for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. 7 hits. He's got 5 RBI. He's been hit by pitch 3 times. Leads the team with hit by pitch. The float one right side. And he drop in right field. Good effort there in right field. Couldn't make the catch. Had to come a long way trying to make that catch. And safe at first base is Holmes with a base hit. 2 outs on the diamond. Next batter will step in, the six hitter number 13, Brylan Hedden. Brylan Hedden. He's played in all 5 games. In 5 games, 21 plate appearances, 15 at bats, batting 333. His on-base percentage is 476. I'm going to take a breather right now and Coach Bornegger jog out. Check on his right fielder. He dove for it. Let's see if he's okay. He's going to come back and he's going to meet Coach Bornegger out there in the grass. Coach Bornegger to talk with him. He says, I'm okay. It's Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. He's out in right field. Made a good valiant effort off that base hit off the bat of Holmes. Holmes at first base. 2 out. Bottom of the 6th inning. Brylan Hedden, the next batter. Number 13, bats in the 6th spot. So I'm going to dust the dish off. That dish probably catches a lot of dirt. 20-mile-an-hour wind. Those turbines, man, there's a billion of them. But working from the stretch, now the set, Keaton Brooks, pitch comes in. Backdoor curveball, ground ball. Owen Munn goes unassisted at 2nd base for the 4th out. Oh, the Knights, they leave 1 on base, Benton Central. And the Knights will bat in the top of the 7th inning. 7-3 ball game. Knights will talk out in front of their dugout. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com and the Weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Monday through Thursday, they're open 9 to 7. Friday, they're open 9 to 6. And on Saturday, they're open 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. That's on the west edge of Frankfurt. I pass that about every time I drive to a ball game in the Northern Territory. So, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Mike Davis. Check with Mike Davis. He's a good salesman. Ask for Mike. So, in a bat here in the top of the seventh inning, first batter for the night is going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Some final warm-up pitches, actually. New pitcher on the pitcher's mound for Benton Central is number 11, Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf going to pitch. I believe he pitched last night just a bit. Don't quote me, but I believe so. Get a final warm-up toss there. Get ready to throw it down to second base. So, working right there on the pitcher's mound. Traven Schoaf. Schoaf started the ball game in left field. Where's number 11? Schoaf is a member of the senior class. He and one other senior. They have 13 juniors. They have no sophomores. They have one freshman dressed on the varsity. Left-handed batter's box is going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Number 11, Schoaf. Getting some final words right there from Brylan Hedden. Going over some signals. Hedden's going to jog back behind the dish. Top of the seventh inning, 7-3 ball game. Benton Central in front. Nice batting in the top of the seventh. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set. First pitch to Schumer. It'll be a hit-by-pitch, breaking pitch. Ryan Schumer going to walk to first base. I'm sure that didn't feel very well. And Ryan Schumer couldn't quite get out of the way. That was a curveball, and it broke right about the inside half of the plate. So next batter in the lineup for the night can be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ryan Schumer going to run for himself.
Good.
Check that. You got a courtesy runner for Schumer at first base. Ben Mazur steps in. Mazur with one home run. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Pretty good velocity off the right hand of Traven Schoaf. Ben Mazur steps back in. Let's get the well, the set. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur in 6 games, 18 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats. He's batting 267 entering today's ball game. Out of the set, here comes the 2-0 pitch. Outside of ball, count goes 3-0. Ben Mazur last night had the green light. That's about the first green light I've seen, unless he was swinging against the wishes. Here comes the pitch. A bit high above the zone. He'll jog to first base. The timeout on the diamond. Brylon Head, you're going to go out and talk once again with Schoaf. Going to be joined right there at the pitcher's mound. And Coach Hamill going to go walk out, talk with your infield. The next batter in the lineup for the Knights is Bryn Robbins. Having a bit of a conversation right there with Coach Bordenay. Coach Jarrett Hamill, he's going to reach out for his second relief pitcher. He's going to get some warm-up tosses. He gets some glove taps right there. That's good encouragement. It's all about encouragement. Encouragement goes a long way, even after you graduate. Working from the stretch right there. Get some warm-up tosses. Number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Kavalowski, he's got 1 1/3 innings under his belt. He's making his third appearance on the season. He's allowed 3 hits. He's allowed 6 runs. 5 of those runs were earned. He's walked 4 and he struck out 1. Working right there on the pitcher's mound, pitching from the stretch. All pitchers today from Benton Central, pitching from the stretch. My son tells me that, Dad, if they're pitching from the stretch, they're primarily known as a relief pitcher. So that makes sense. But if you can pitch from the stretch and do just as well or better than pitching from the windup, why not? Roger Clemens, I tell you what, that guy could bring it from either way. They talk about taking stuff he shouldn't take, and I don't know that I agree. I wouldn't do that, but it's not a proven fact. I wasn't there. Just stepping in. Bryn Robbins, runners to first and second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Kavalowski. Caleb Kavalowski checks second base, first pitch to Robbins. Strike called. No balls, 1 strike. Caleb Kavalowski, he's got some energy. He's peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. There's the pitch. Inside edge, inside half, called strike. Down goes 0-2. Kavalowski peering in. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Big ground ball, shortstop, backhands it, couldn't control it. Didn't get it picked up. He picks it up now. So runners on each base for the Knights. Jackson Kane is going to be the next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Nobody out. Top of the 7th inning. On the pitcher's mound, second relief pitcher, junior class member Caleb Kavalowski. Kavalowski peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane fouled back to the screen. Last time up, Jackson Kane jogged the bases. It went out just right of center field. No balls, 1 strike. Kane back in the box, peering in, looking at signals. Stretch right there by Kavalowski. It worked from the set. Here comes the 0-1. Low and away, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 ball, 1 strike, they say in the 7th inning. The strike zone tightens up just a bit. And my son, that's his known fact for that. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. One-two count, Jackson Kane back in the right-handed batter's box. Runners on each base. Load home plate umpire is going to get hit with the ball, bounces up, got him on the forearm. We'll hope he's okay. And Brylan Hedden hopes he's okay. He appreciates the help, I'm sure. But he hopes he's okay, because that's not a good way to go. He's apologizing. It's shake hands. Everything's good. That's a good friendship. So 2-2 count. Stepping back in, Jackson King. Peering in, looking at signals. Kavalowski. Caleb Kavalowski. Long peer. Jackson King wants time out. That's a lot of concentration time. Concentration time is difficult when the guy's throwing close to 80 miles an hour, maybe 75. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball. Difficult for him to get the out at third base off the bag. I think he's off the base there. Wasn't quite there, Adrian Torres. It was a good play by shortstop Corbin Cooley. Moved to the right. Fielded the ground ball on a high hop through to Torres at third base. And Coach Hamill wants to know, did he get the base in simultaneous fashion to get the force out at third base? And that's a judgment call. They'll talk about it, but they won't be able to help him. That's going to be a judgment call by the third base, or the C position umpire. So base is loaded. Run comes across the plate. It's 7-4. Next batter in the lineup is going to step in. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, the pitcher of record, to try to help himself here on the diamond with this at bat. Bases loaded, 7-4 contest. Top of the seventh. Nobody else. Nice batting. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Bit low. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Left-handed batting. Keaton Brooks. Caleb Kavalowski looking into the stretch. Now the set. The 1-0. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Keaton Brooks, number 34, is played in four ball games entering this game. The set back in. Working from the stretch, now the set. Kavalowski. Swing and a miss. Keaton Brooks. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Caleb Kavalowski back in the stretch. Peering in, getting singles from Hedden. Here's the set and the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Going to be fielded. He'll go to shortstop. They'll go 4-6 back to 3. A run will score. Keaton Brooks is safe at first. But they'll get the force out at second base. Fielder's choice is to call for Keaton Brooks. But he'll stay on base. One out on the diamond. Runners on the corners for the Knights. C position umpire prefers to position himself in B position with runners on the corners. A lot of umpires do that. One out. Stepping into bat, Hudson Gutwein. First pitch comes in tight in his own batter's box as he backs away with the torso. So one ball, no strikes. Signals given. Coach Bordenay. 7-5 ball game. One out, top of the seventh. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Caleb Kavalowski. Third pitcher in the ball game for Benton Central. He'll step back in. Peer in. Look at signals. Heading. Out of the set, here comes a 2-0. We're going to square the bunt. There's a snap throw to third base. Adrian Torres and Brylan Hedden. Pretty good snap throw. Inside playing the bunt on the grass where it's thrown into Torres. Here comes a 3-0. Breaking pitch stays high. Ball four. Four-pitch walk to Hudson Gutwein. Bases are occupied, all three bases, bases loaded. Next batter for the night is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in six ball games, 23 plate appearances, 19 official at-bats. Stepped in tonight batting 368 on the season, 455 on base. Got seven hits, five singles, two doubles. He's got an RBI. He scored seven runs. That's Owen Munn. Getting in singles. Now the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Base hit to the left field. Going to score one. That's Brent Robbins coming in to tie the ball game at seven. Right there is Keaton Brooks. The two RBI single off the bat of Owen Munn. So Owen Munn is at first base. Owen Munn picks up his second and third RBI. Keep in mind, he's the one hitter. 7-7 ball game, top of the seventh inning. Stepping in, Evan Dehart. Runners at first and second base. One out. This comes in, outside edge, called strike. Evan Dehart in six games, batting 353, 500 on base percentage. Pitch comes in high and tight. Ball one. One ball, one strike, one out. Step back in the rubber. Caleb Kavalowski. Here comes a 1-1. Tie for ball two. Caleb Kavalowski is working pretty quick on the pitcher's mound. Now that I say that, he'll walk around the mound, step back in, step back on from the back side. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to Dehart. Outside edge, called strike. Evan Dehart is going to have to protect right here, 2-2. They're going to call a balk. A balk on the diamond. Evidently no pause. So discernible pause is the proper word in the book. And that's according to the umpire that's watching the pitcher. So Evan Dehart jogs down. Short conversation with Coach Bordenay. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Runners at second and third base. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finished high. Count goes full at 3-2. Evan Dehart walked his last time at the plate. Sets back in. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Kavalowski. Breaking pitch, high and tight for ball four. Bases are all occupied once again. Bases loaded for the Knights. Top of the seventh inning. 7-7 ball game. Coach Jarrett Hamill going to walk out and talk with his infield. So they'll talk it over right there. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in, meet the staff. Discount Copies open weekdays, 8:30 to 5 p.m. By phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, that number is 317-773-8783. Discount Copies located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut along Highway 32, or State Road 32, just west edge of Noblesville. Discount Copies, plenty thankful for Discount Copies, especially during football season. They make it a lot simpler for us to see the great big sheets they make with the rosters on them. It's super at Discount Copies. We're getting some warm-up pitches right now on the pitcher's mound. Doing the warm-up right now is Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford, where's number 10?
Dylan Bourne getting some warm-up tosses right there. And I think it's his third appearance as a pitcher this season for Benton Central. And I will mention them last night's stats. He's allowed three hits. He's allowed three runs. All three runs were earned. He's walked four. He has struck out six. Dylan Ford, right-handed hurler on the pitcher's mound right now for Benton Central. Bases loaded. Getting ready for baseball. Hopefully the umpire's going to clean the dish right now. Getting ready to step in is number 18 for the Knights, T.J. Bell, playing first base in today's ball game. Right-handed batter steps in. Here comes the first pitch from Ford. Breaking pitch. Nice break. Strike called. Got a good breaking pitch. Starts it now. 0-1 count with the breaking pitch. Just pitch number two from Ford to T.J. Bell. Finished high. Went across the dish high. Finished low, but I will mention it's a ball and it's 1-1. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, right-handed pitch. Dylan Ford tried to check his swing. They're going to check seat position umpire. He says no, he didn't go. Seat position umpire, not a real good vantage point. Would have been a better view in B, but the infield is in. Working from a stretch. Here comes the pitch from Ford. Strike called. Outside edge. Count goes 2-2 to T.J. Bell. 2-2, one out from the set. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball right side. But they're close to Ryan Schumer. And Schumer on deck. 2-2 count. Peering in signals. Now the set. Dylan Ford, T.J. Bell. Good block right there. Bryland Hedden keeping the ball in front of him. That curveball hit the dirt. That's probably more than a short hop. So let's step back in timeout. Bryland Hedden going to go out and talk with Dylan Ford. A little bit of a conversation right there. Counts 3-2. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter for the Knights. He's going to step back in, heading back behind home plate. Ball's made live. Bases loaded. 3-2 pitch. One out. You know, drive once. It's outfield. It's going to be a foul ball. Foul territory. Reaching across the screen there, trying to get it. It's Holmes. Baylen Holmes giving a valiant effort. Floats out of play. 3-2 once again. T.J. Bell, Dylan Ford, out of set. Here's the 3-2. Swing and miss. He'll go down swinging. Two outs. Here at the top of the seventh. 7-7 ball game. Number seven at home plate. That's Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter. Schumer in six games. Batting 333, 522 on base. He's got five hits. First pitch from Ford. Breaking pitch. Call the ball. Wow. One ball, no strikes. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. A bit tall above his zone. Two balls, no strikes. Working from the stretch, step back in, peering under the signals. Now out of the set, becomes a 2-0 to Schumer. Oh, Schumer hit by a pitch last time, coming in to score from third base as the ball gets by the catcher. And scoring from third base is number 9, Hudson Gutwein. And the Knights are on the first time in front in the ballgame. So the count is 3-0 to Ryan Schumer. And I might be surprised. Maybe now would be a good time for an intentional walk. Not sure. They're going to pitch. 3-0 kill. They may pitch away and walk him intentionally, unintentionally. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. So Ryan Schumer jogs down to first base. Base is loaded once again. Timeout on the diamond. And Isaac Suppinger is going to pinch run. He's going to run for Schumer, the catcher. So stepping in the bat, number 27, Ben Mazur. And he'll peer in, look at signals. That's Dylan Ford out of the set. First pitch to Mazur. Take a drive to the left center. Going to back up to center fielder. They're going to get over his head. One hop to fence at the 350 mark. Two runs in the score, and now three. Ben Mazur with a 3 RBI double to go along with his home run earlier in the ball game. So next batter in the lineup going to be number 33, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, right-handed batter. A step back in the rubber. Runner at second base is Ben Mazur. Brent Robbins, the batter, stepping in. Pitch from the stretch. Dylan Ford, here comes the pitch. High and away, ball one. Jackson Kane on deck. Working from the stretch, here's the pitch to Robbins. Good block by Dryden. Hedden keeps the ball in front of him. Ben Mazur stays at second base. Brent Robbins steps back in. Right-handed batter playing a good center field in the ball game. Center field is a tough place to play with the wind blowing straight out. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Breaking pitch caught the edge. Nice placement by Dylan Ford. Two balls, one strike. Two out. Check second base. Checks again. Long check at second. Time called at home plate granted to Brent Robbins. So, two balls, one strike. Robbins is going to step back in. Home plate umpire makes the ball live. Ball at second base, Ben Mazur out of the set. Ford with the pitch. Strike called, inside edge. Breaking pitch. I got the inside half. So they're going to work the timing pattern. Two outs. 2-2 pitch. Strike in there. Strike three. And a good breaking pitch. Dylan Ford. Living on the breaking pitch in that inning. Throwing it well. So the Knights are going to play defensively. Could be the bottom of the seventh. Knights. Go ahead by four. It's 11-7. And back out on the pitcher's rubber is going to be Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks steps back out. And then I do appreciate you tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons, Target Sports. Target Sports is located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. So we get some warm-up tosses. Keaton Brooks. They're on the pitcher's mound. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. NoblesvilleTrophies.com, South Edge of Noblesville. Stepping in the back, Benton Central. First pitch, Keaton Brooks. Swung on. They go to right field with it. Dylan Ford lifts it to right field. Caught there by Tyler Fox. One out, the bottom of the seventh inning. Next batter to step in. It's going to be number three, Corbin Cooley. Corbin Cooley going to step in. We'll mention Corbin Cooley in five games. He's batting an even 500. 667 on base. Here's the first pitch from Brooks. Outside a ball. Corbin Cooley, he's scored 9 runs. He's got 6 hits and 6 RBI. Right-handed batter's box, Corbin Cooley. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Step back in. Right-handed batter's box, Corbin Cooley. Plays shortstop for Benton Central. He'll take a drive. He's going to go straight up. Calling the bat, calling the baseball is Keaton Brooks. Some coaches do not want the pitcher catching the baseball. Evidently, Coach Bortnay just wants the out. They get the out there. That's Keaton Brooks. That's 2 out. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, stepping in, the 9 hitter, number 11, Traven Schoaf. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Low for ball 1. Right-handed batter, Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf batting an even 200, entering the ball game. 375 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. 2-0 count. Batter's box, Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf, 4 runs. He scored this season. He's got a hit. He's got 1 RBI. Take a drive and go foul territory. Right side out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike. Traven Schoaf playing left field for Benton Central in today's ball game. Here comes the wide, the 2-1 pitch. Take a drive to right field. It's going to be elevated. It's going to be caught above ground on the grass. Caught by Tyler Fox. He sprawls out to make the catch. The final score of today's ballgame, Central Catholic 11, Benton Central 7. And we'll also mention Benton Central. Next game on their agenda, they're going to play Friday night, the April 15th. Benton Central going to travel to Rossville. That would be a 5 o'clock start. Benton Central at Rossville on Friday night. And we'll mention Benton Central Catholic. Central Catholic. They have 2 games scheduled for Saturday. That's the 5th, excuse me, Saturday the 16th. And it'll be in Frankfort. Frankfort and Central Catholic at 11 a.m. And then they'll take a game off. And it'll be University Trailblazers at 4 p.m. So the Knights will have 2. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my halftime, I should say third inning guest, Dylan Musser. And we hope the best for him, and he'll be back in, and he'll be playing Friday night. Dylan Musser, we thank you for tuning in, and no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.